Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, news has broken over the last couple of minutes that Michael Maguire, he will remain as the West Tigers coach. As I've said the whole time, if you're going to sack Michael Maguire, you have to have someone better than him to come in. And it looks like the West Tigers couldn't find someone better. I don't hate the Magic staying there, to be honest with you guys. As I've always said, the Tigers, I think the problems are deeper than Michael Maguire. I'm not sure if he's the guy to turn them around, but I definitely think there are worse guys out there that couldn't turn this guy, that shouldn't turn this club around. And I think the guys that could turn this club around, West Tigers probably aren't able to get. So I would probably have Madge and Flano probably up there as the best possible guys. Flano could potentially do better than Madge, but he could also quite possibly do worse. So God knows. But the West Tigers, they have decided to keep Madge on. And I've got to tell you, I just received one of my favorite DMs of all time. And I won't mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him. I assume he's a listener of the podcast. And I've just liked it and said, yep, fair cop. But let me read this out to you. So this is a direct quote from my DMs that I just got from a Tigers fan. Ha ha, you thought the Tigers were going to sack Madge. You mad because you missed out on another chance to call us dysfunctional. You're a fucking idiot. Now, fair cop, I am a fucking idiot at times, no doubt about it. But this this for me sums up a lot of the problems with the West Tigers. So because less than a calendar year after the West Tigers signed Michael Maguire and came out and said, and I quote, "We share the same vision, which is long-term success," they're holding internal meetings to work out if they should keep Madge as their coach less than 12 months after they signed him on a long-term deal and paraded to everyone that he was the guy to lead them into the future. Now, the West Tigers, they are in a better spot right now than what they were at the end of last year. They lost Harry Grant. They lost Benji Marshall. They were going like a busted. I think that they were sort of struggling on the ladder. I think they were 9th and 10th or whatever. So on the ladder, they're lower. But you look at the guys that Madge has brought on this year. I mean, Dane Laurie, Stefano. There's a heap of young guys there that I think he's getting some really good footy out of. And does this not sum up what I've been saying for 18 months, the dysfunction at the West Tigers? I mean, there is, what, how many other teams in this competition that have been ruled out over the last 3 weeks? There's only four left, so there's 12 other teams. Can you list me the other 11 teams, how many of those have had internal reviews with rumours circulating for 3 or 4 weeks that their coach, that they said 12 months ago was the future of their club, was going to get sacked, and then they had to announce on the website celebrating that this club has decided, hey, the guy that we said was going to be our future 12 months ago, we've decided he's still going to be our future. Some people, that summarizes that there isn't any dysfunction. I mean, what on earth is that? Just reading you some quotes from this article on the West Tigers website. Following the thorough annual review of club's football operations, West Tigers have confirmed that Michael Maguire will remain in his position as head coach. You're signing for 2 years. You said 12 months ago how 2 years was perfect and we're going to see changes, we're going to see this, we're going to see that. He's our long-term man. He's the guy that we believe in. He brought a heap of guys to your club in Stefano, in Dane Laurie. They played some of their best footy. I mean, why do we have to sit here and watch the West Tigers make announcements that, hey, that guy that we signed to be the leader of our club 12 months ago, we've decided today that he is still the guy that should be in charge of our entire system. We handed him the keys last year. We're letting you guys know that we still think he's the guy that should have the keys. What on earth is this? Why do the West Tigers feel a need to come out and tell everyone that we've decided Mike Maguire is the guy? That means that for a long time, you were considering whether he was the guy or not, which spells dysfunction down to a T. Down to a T. You lost to the Wooden Spooners in the last round. I mean, what on earth is going on there? Yes, I think it's good that Madge is staying. I think it helps their cause. I don't think they could have got anyone better. But don't message me and say, oh, you missed out on an opportunity to call them dysfunction. You are the mascots of dysfunction. The fact that I'm reading a press conference, a media release from the West Tigers today saying that we are keeping Madge, we've made the decision after weeks of an annual review and looking at our season that we've decided to keep this guy. I mean, please. Please, for the love of God, do not bother messaging me that sort of dribble. That was the best one I got. There was another two or three from other West Tigers fans that weren't as bad, but I thought that one was just unbelievable. Just bowled me over. Insane. The West Tigers, they will be keeping Michael Maguire. That's the news coming out this afternoon. They've announced it on their website. It's good to see. Fingers crossed he can get the very best out of them. Hopefully we're seeing the West Tigers play finals footy next year. But I've got to tell you, I'm still very nervous. You can paint a duck whatever colour you want. You can dress it in whatever you want. But a duck is a duck. And I don't think next year you're going to see the West Tigers improving out of sight. I don't think they'll play finals football. And I'll guarantee you in 12 months from now, we'll either be reading the same article where they do their review and they decide that they need to keep this guy, or Michael Maguire's looking for a new job, because that is the situation these guys are in. It is Groundhog Day. They've had, what, four or five coaches in the last 8 years or whatever. They haven't played finals footy at all, and they decide to have a media release to let everyone know that they've decided the guy that they signed on a two-year deal halfway through that is still the guy to lead them. Please.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.